93KULM Monday, April the 6th. On the line is our Colorado County EMS Director, Michael Furr. Hey, Mike.
Daryl, how are you?
Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate you very much. And you're the guys that no one wants to have to call. But you know, when we do, we know that we got the best. You know, it wasn't too long ago you spoke with our Lions Club and gave us an update. So that was excellent. But now let's get our radio listeners up to date, not only with the service overall, but what's going on with the COVID-19 and how it affects you guys.
Yeah, sure. So for everybody who's out there, first and foremost, just make sure you stay up to date with our Facebook page, with the Colorado County OEM's Facebook page. Chuck's doing a great job putting out the latest information that we get from our facility. So no numbers have changed that we know of over the weekend. I believe the last post was Saturday. And both him and I have access to the joint COVID-19 Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
So we like to update things like that on official numbers. But as far as EMS goes, man, it's been a long 4 weeks. I can promise you that. Hats off to our employees for sure. We've done lots of policy changes. We've been trying to chase down PPE, protective personal equipment, for the last 4 weeks too, just like everybody else. What's great is how small the EMS world is. And how if I have something that somebody else needs and they have something that we need, we can meet in the middle no matter how far we got to travel and trade off.
Yeah.
That's what's great about it. And but right now, we start checking off our trucks and we start sanitizing every day now, top to bottom. A couple weeks ago, we had put something on our Facebook page. Man, the community really helped us out when it came to Clorox wipes, of all things.
Yeah.
We couldn't get it at all. And we switched our policy to totally disinfect our trucks every single day. Not that we didn't. We wiped them down after every call. But, I mean, ceilings, walls, floors, everything. And, man, we were going through them, and the community really came through for us.
Yeah, I drove by, you know, y'all being right next to us over here, drove by, and everyone was on hand doing that sanitation. And now, yes, COVID-19, that's one thing, but all the other things continue to go on. You know, Michael, being at the crossroads here with these two major highways, it's unfortunate, but we have quite a few accidents. And so
we do.
You guys have to be rolling.
What's interesting about that is that, we don't stop our regular 911 calls, but right now we almost have to treat every call that we have as a possible COVID-19 call just because we have so many travelers come through here.
If we come into contact with it, we don't want to extend that contact. That's the main thing, right?
Right, correct. Just like anything else, we're being as careful as we possibly can, starting from the initial call with dispatch. They have some questions they go through every single caller. Doesn't matter if you hurt your knee or you're sick. They're going to ask you the same questions right now just to protect our guys. One of our guys right now is out, and he'll be out for another 10, 11 days, and that was just due to a possible exposure back at his home.
I see.
So, you know, it affects the entire department. If we have 3 or 4 people go out, that puts us in a world of hurt with overtime and coverage. And so we're just trying to be as, you know, safe as we could possibly be.
Yeah, you can't be too cautious. And, you know, the good news is, as of today, like you said, still only 2 cases in Colorado County, and those were tested outside of our county.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be getting another update before too long from
Chuck.
Absolutely. And I know, oh, by the way, thanks for, you know, I've been telling everybody the best Facebook pages to go to for authorities, reliable information from authorities, and your EMS page, and just like you mentioned at the top of the interview, the Colorado County Emergency Management page, but they've got that Colorado County Joint COVID-19 Bulletin Board, and that's been developed, and that's a really good source, isn't it?
It is a really good source. Like you say, we got good admins on that Facebook page. We pretty much have a representative from every city and the county. That way, that's a good place for all of our communities to go to for reliable information. It's so tough because our social media can be really good and really bad. And I've seen so many things scrolling through my own personal media account that people are sharing that's just totally inaccurate. And we just really want to push them to the right source so they can get good up-to-date information that is 100% accurate. You know, we're not going to post anything on there that's hearsay.
Right.
So sometimes you have people in the community that are itching for information, and we just don't quite have it yet. But I guarantee you we're looking at it. We're putting it out as soon as we can.
Well, and the Chamber of Commerce is doing links to everything that y'all are putting out, and so hats off to them for providing those links on their webpage and also their Facebook page. All right. Well, you know, everybody's nervous and anxious, and, you know, as we move along with this, we have to continue to be diligent. We don't want to put our guard down just because we've gone this long now. What are you hearing from the medical community?
Well, you know, we've tightened down quite a bit on our policies and procedures again, and so has every, you know, receiving hospital that we take our patients to, and every ambulance service really around Southeast Texas. Luckily, I belong to a listserv with a group called the Texas EMS Alliance that we're a member of, and we freely put out our documents and our policies. So we may have a less fortunate ambulance service out there that maybe doesn't understand or doesn't have the guidance. They can always get on there and grab any information, and it's kind of a free-for-all now. Not that anything's ever been real proprietary, but right now is the best time to share the information, and everybody's doing a real good job at doing that.
Michael, have you heard from researchers or doctors specifically and what their thoughts are on the time frame on when this thing is going to start to slow down?
Well, unfortunately, I think in Texas, I've been keeping up with Louisiana. I have a really good friend of mine that lives over there, and he's been posting his numbers every day.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see the wave, how it's going. And I think in the next, don't hold me to it, I would say in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we should probably see our peak in our area and moving on from there. We're stuck in the middle in between the East Coast and the West Coast, and it's coming both ways. But I think as long as we can continue to do what we're doing, stay at home if you can, continue to wash your hands and do that kind of stuff, I think we're going to be okay. You know, we're far, you know, further into the game than I thought, and we're only at 2 cases.
Right.
And, you know, our prayers go out to those families that are affected and hopes for good recovery. You know, hopefully it'll stay there.
Yeah. Sanitation and social distancing.
You got it.
Yeah,
continue. Social distancing.
Yeah.
Isn't that a new term?
Yeah. Man, I just need a hug. I want to hug my friends.
I know. There's a couple of things out of this that I'll never forget, and one of them is social distancing. I promise you that. It's one of those catchphrases that will stay with us for the rest of our life.
Well, that's true, and our prayers also have to be for our economy, because we've got
very
to get that
so.
Back on track just as soon as we possibly can. But
absolutely. It's one thing that we're all worried about. You know, I'm a city councilman, too, for the city of Shiner. You know, we're trying everything that we could possibly do to keep our businesses going. Same here with Colorado County. I know we've got local restaurants and businesses who've been, you know, really nice and donating us food and things like that, which is amazing. But on the flip side, we're also still continuing to go out to our restaurants and get pickup as much as we possibly can. You know, these guys over here that work with me or that work for us, man, they're hungry all the time.
Yeah.
So you'll see them out at the restaurant picking up, doing whatever they can to keep the economy going.
Yeah, people donating and
absolutely, and we sure appreciate that too. It's amazing, you know. It's the reason we live in some of these small communities that we do, is because of times like this is when it really counts.
Well, we appreciate you and all of our guys and gals with the EMS, and we won't hold it against you being having that Shiner connection, because maybe when all this is done, maybe you and I'll sit down and have a Shiner bock together.
That's it. I know where I can get some.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for hopping on the program.
Daryl, thank you for having us, and y'all have a good day.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Michael Furr getting on the program, Colorado County EMS director, and remember, staying up to date is important from reliable sources and the authorities, and so it's Colorado County EMS Facebook. Anything you need to know will be on there, and they stay up to date. But, you know, they're busy, and we appreciate them. I can't say enough how much we appreciate our EMS and all of our first responders. The list does go on and on. Those in the medical field, our law enforcement, and right on down the line. God bless. We'll continue to be diligent in the battle against this COVID-19, social distancing, sanitation, and we'll try our best to keep you up to date, of course, here on your local radio station.